AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. President Donald Trump said yesterday that the war against Iran could be over quickly. An Iranian attack sparked a fire at an oil refinery in Bahrain yesterday. Incoming missile sirens sounded in the country and in the United Arab Emirates early this morning. At a news conference this morning, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. has sharply cut Iran's ability to launch missiles and drones.
If the enemy can simply wait and then project power, that's problematic. And we've seen some spurts here or there, but ultimately the trend lines, if you look at the charts that we look at every day, have gone like this. Down to all a flat. It doesn't mean they won't be able to project. It doesn't mean they, you know, our air defenders still don't have to defend. They do, but that is strong evidence of degradation.
In remarks, President Trump told House Republicans he won't sign any other legislation into law until Democrats help pass a proof of citizenship voting bill known as the SAVE Act.
I don't think we should approve anything until this is approved, and they can't win politically. Look, you have them in a corner, and they're listening to every word I'm saying. It doesn't matter because they can't win it politically. Because when they say, we don't want voter identification, we don't want proof of citizenship, all these things are just losers for them.
AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that while international attention focuses on the war in the Middle East, strikes still continue in the Russia-Ukraine war.
It's the all-too-familiar sound of Ukrainians cleaning up after yet another Russian strike. This time on Dnipro in central Ukraine, 10 people were injured. The war in the Middle East has drawn international attention away from Europe's biggest conflict since World War II, as U.S. brokered talks between Russia and Ukraine languish. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. One of the nation's biggest schools is looking for a new president. AP's Ed Donahue.
The president of Ohio State University has resigned. Ted Carter Jr.'s announcement was abrupt, saying he made a mistake, disclosing what he called an inappropriate relationship with a person who was seeking public resources for her business. He's also a former superintendent of the Naval Academy and a retired vice admiral who attended the Navy Fighter Weapons School, known as Top Gun. Carter did not elaborate on the nature of the relationship and whether it was romantic. His statement indicated he and his wife are still a couple. Ohio State has opened an investigation. I'm Ed Donahue.
Super Bowl MVP Kenneth Walker III is the new running back for Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. Miami settled on Malik Wallace for a reset at quarterback, and receiver Mike Evans is headed to San Francisco after 12 years in Tampa Bay. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.